Look at that mugshot. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Did you see Jared Lee Loeffner's smirking mugshot? How'd you like to see that taking aim? So six people dead, a member of Congress severely injured. Is there anything that can prevent the next attack? I've gotten the email saying we should arm everybody. But that only works after the shooting starts. Could we maybe prevent incorrigibly angry or mentally ill people from arming themselves to begin with? I think we could, and we don't need the government to do it. The Supreme Court says law-abiding individuals have a right to arm themselves. But law-abiding individuals also have a right, and I would say responsibility, to monitor and at least try to disarm family members who may be a little too ill or a little too angry to have a gun. In every case of this type, there is always a family member, a close friend, a co-worker who knew the guy had no business with a gun, right? And since the government is helpless, these are the people who will have to accept the responsibility for preventing the next tragedy. And yes, they could use some help. So I have another idea. Nothing prevents the NRA, which is against irresponsible firearm use, from setting up its own Homeland Security watch list where concerned friends or relatives could submit the names of the people they're afraid of. Imagine if the NRA kept a no-buy list accessible to every gun store so that when someone on that list tries to buy a weapon, suddenly every clerk is just a little too busy. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at daveross.com.